Oh, people often ask me that. How did I come to meet him? It was high in the hills of Cana. It was springtime. The birds high in the sky, the warmth of the sun on my skin, and beneath my feet, wild flowers. Oh, not that I was there to notice any of that, for I was a servant girl, and in my household there was a wedding. But who ever heard of a wedding where they ran out of wine? Oh, my poor master, he was beside himself. And we servants, we didn't know what to do. But it was then that I heard her telling him. She said, "They have no wine." And he replied, "Woman." I think in your language you would say, "Dear woman," for it is very respectful. He said, "Woman, what has this to do with me? My time has not yet come." Well, then she turned to we servants and said, "Do whatever he tells you." Well, what he told us was to fill the 6 stone water jars with water. I don't know if you have them in your land, but every good Jewish family has them in our land. Each one would carry 20 or 30 of those pitchers of wine we'd been carrying. So we filled each and every one of them right to the brim. And when they were all filled, he told us to draw off some of the water and take it to the master of the feast. Master of the ceremonies, I think you might say. Well, would you believe it? All that water, it had turned into wine. And not just any old wine. The master of the feast said it was the finest of wines. When I heard that and saw all that he had done, I decided I was going to follow that man. And that's what I did.